25-7, the European Summer of Tennis kicks onto the grass court season after a bit of time on clay, and it's turned out to be a pretty good result for some Aussies across the weekend. Ash Barty won on the weekend, and she's going to join us tomorrow on the Breakfast Club. And Alex Dimina, the young Aussie gun, took out the title at Nottingham, the ATP Challenger title at Nottingham, defeating Daniel Evans in the final. Great performance by the young Aussie. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club this morning. G'day, Alex. Well done.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're going very well. Thank you, buddy. How are you going after a win on the circuit against Daniel Evans in the final at the Nottingham?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, it's been a win, long time brewing. I've had a couple finals that I wasn't able to go on to the next step, and I'm happy with today. I was finally able to get past that.
Alex, you're absolutely in career best form. Even your ranking is at number 78, which is normally enough to get you into Wimbledon, but they closed the ranking 6 weeks ago. So how can you get into Wimbledon now?
Well, at this stage, I'm 2 out of Wimbledon at the moment. Oh. So I'm hoping for a couple pullouts or a friendly wild card that will come in handy as well. So I've just got to wait until Tuesday. That's when they announce the wildcard, so hopefully I get in.
Are you feeling like you're going into games and you just got that winning mentality? Everything's just coming off, the timing's down right for you?
Yeah, at the moment I'm really happy with my level on court. I feel like, you know, I'm really confident, and every time I step out on court, I'm playing some great tennis. So it's great for me, especially on this surface. I really enjoy the grass, and I'm enjoying every second I'm on it.
Alex, is there a part of your game when that's on, you go, I know I'm on? So the first serve's just going exactly where you want it, or is it the forehand? Is there a part of your game that's, I guess, a trigger for you to know, today's my day?
Well, I reckon these last couple of weeks, the most important aspect of my game has probably been my serve. You know, I've actually served well 2 weeks in a row, and that really complements the rest of my game. You know, I'm able to play more freely in my returns games, and that does do a lot for me. So when that is going on, then everything else seems to click in as well.
What's your background on the grass, Alex?
Well, I haven't really had too much time on the grass. You know, before I ever stepped foot on grass, I decided that I was going to enjoy the grass, and that was going to be my favourite surface. So I think I sort of psyched myself to love it. And from then on, it's a surface that I look forward to each year, and the grass season is probably my favourite surface of my favourite season of the year.
Obviously, you had a terrific summer here in Australia and sort of announced yourself as one of Australia's, you know, best young talents coming through. What did you learn from that experience of, you know, being recognised a lot more, the pressure of expectation rising that sort of takes you into that next swing of tennis outside Australia?
Well, obviously in the Australian summer, I played some great tennis and had some amazing results that I really never thought of. But that helped me, you know, realise what I'm capable of. And, you know, an important thing for me was to try and maintain that level throughout the whole year. It's obviously harder to play outside of home because you obviously don't have that home support and that crowd. But I've been able to find my rhythm here on the grass season.
How tricky is that whole thing of having to just, you know, give it your best every time, that you can't have those little down periods, that you've just got to be relentless? And I know Leighton has a big role in your career as a bit of a mentor, just to be out there, especially the way you play, to be at your best every single time.
Yeah, it's really important every time you step out on court to give it your all, you know, especially when you're playing matches, you can't have any lapses of concentration. And that's obviously something that I've been trying to work on, to be able to maintain my focus throughout the whole match. And I think that's probably the next step for me. Once I'm able to get that better, then my whole game will improve.
So you talked before, Alex, about being in the position like you were in the final at Nottingham to play in a final and try and win tournaments before, and it hasn't happened up until this week. And even as recently as last week at Surbiton, you played Jeremy Shardy in the final and lost in three. What did you take out of that loss that was able to you're able to get through? What's it situation wise, I suppose, against our British friend yesterday, Daniel Evans?
Well, I've had a couple final losses, and I decided that going into this one, I was going to stay calm and remain positive throughout the whole match. And that sort of mindset and attitude was really important for me today, because there was times and stages of the match where things weren't really going my way, but I managed to stay calm, find some clarity, and be able to play some great tennis when I needed it.
We spoke to Darren Cale last week after Simona Halep's French Open win, and he was talking about the pressure he almost put on her in the locker room before the match. That today's our day; we're not going home without the trophy. Has it got to a point, or get to a point with you, that you've been in the position a few times? It was time to get one of those trophies.
Yeah, I definitely felt like it. You know, sort of a long time brewing, but you know, I couldn't be prouder. It was bound to happen sometime, but. The important thing was to keep putting myself in those positions, you know, and hopefully one of them was going to fall my way, and it finally did.
A bit of a different one. I saw the photo. It looks like a big breakfast bowl. what do you do with all the tennis trophies? You guys play for a new one every week. What do you do with it?
Well, the good thing is that I don't get to keep that sort of breakfast bowl. They gave me an actual sort of crystal glass sort of trophy, and well, you just got to travel with it. You know, you've got to put it in your hand luggage, and well, it's a good problem to have, actually. Yeah, I don't mind that one.
You're the person blocking up above the seats when you're trying to find a spot for your carry-on. Oh, there's a big
buddy. Yeah, exactly. That's me. At least these 2 weeks.
Hey, Alex, I mentioned before about Leighton and his involvement with you, and I think there's quite a few of us that all see you as the next sort of Leighton coming through. How big has his role been in your career, and also through this grass phase where Leighton's a former Wimbledon champion?
Yeah, it's been huge. I mean, since day one when he started helping me, it's really meant a lot for me. It's really helped me to come out of my shell and believe in myself and in my game. And, you know, every day I'm around him, I just try to learn something new. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm really appreciative of everything he's done for me.
Alex, what are you looking to add to your game over the coming year?
I reckon probably a bit of strength, you know, that the part of the game that, you know, you sort of get found out the most, especially early in your career. Got to work on my body, try to get a bit stronger and fitter. And, you know, that will also come with age. But it's all about hard work in the gym, and hopefully that will make my game improve as well.
So do you just sit and sweat now, waiting for the Wimbledon information? Or what do you do?
Well, I'm going to take it easy. I've got a week off. You know, the body was really feeling like a week off, so I'm going to thoroughly enjoy that. Have a couple of days of no tennis, and then hopefully by Tuesday get some good news that I've got into Wimbledon, and that would mean that I'll go over to play qualies in Eastbourne. So we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully it goes your way, mate. Well done on your maiden ATP Challenger Tour trophy in Nottingham. Great to have that on the shelf at home or wherever you put it after you get it through cabin baggage. And we look forward to seeing many more trophies coming your way, hopefully, and a good start at Wimbledon as well. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Rip.